chinuch shiyas benayr early yudamalel, and we're learning the chinuch. We're in mitzvah 30, and we're learning the chinuch. We didn't yet start the minchas chinuch. And he said that the mitzvah is lo lishav al hashav, and he gave us the four types of hashav, and then he starts talking about shvur sheker, and he gives us different types of shvur sheker. He talks about the beginning of the shvur. And why is Shavuot so terrible and horrible? And the last thing we learned was his explanation of the very concept of Shavuot, and saying just as Hashem is real, Hashem's existence is real, so too what I say is true, or say I'll do. And that's why it's so severe a punishment, so severe an aveira, if he treats it casually, he doesn't really give it the full input it deserves. The last thing he said was why the word nishba comes in the form of nifal, which is acted upon. Not the simple verb to do something. I swear, that's a regular verb. I throw, I catch, I eat, I kick. I swear. Why is it a lashon like a reflexive lashon? The nun, reflexive. His answer is because of the nature of what shvua is, so its essence is always a lashon of nifal, that he affects himself by his words. That he is now tied, his reality is now tied to the reality of. So that's a major effect of that, and that's why it's a lesson of Nishpa that he made this happen to himself. He brought it on himself. It is not just a verb to say something. A certain formula, so you're called Nishma. But the Shua actually bugs, you know, is kosher of the spiritual forces, maybe his Neshama, doesn't really specify what, maybe another of his Sfarim he does, but that's why we have the three. That's why we use the Lashon Nifal, and we talked about swearing in that, with that form of the verb. What? A translation of what? What are you trying to say? The word is, I swear. You don't know the English equivalent to a Lashon Nifal? You would say, I'm under oath. A little more reflexive. Not that you're doing something, but something's happening to you.
Maybe. Sworn?
I'm sorry?
Sworn.
Sworn. I am sworn. And it may be, but it may be, but it's incorrect, sort of. In other words, in Hebrew, the verb means to swear. He's just explaining why this word, this verb, which means the act of swearing, why it has a funny form. It doesn't have the binyan kal, which is the normal way to express a verb. So he says it has this aspect to it also, but I don't. I mean, the definition of the word is still as if it's been a cow, as if, I swear. Maybe conceptually you say, I am sworn. Maybe. But I never saw it translated that way. No, the basic translation is it's a verb. It's a regular verb, I swear. If you're right, we want to be more precise according to the chinuch, especially, you would say, I am sworn. That's what I mean. Maybe. Uvinyan aneder, so he explained that Shavuot is you're tying your recollection of the event or your recollection of what this thing is Uvinyan aneder derech acheres yitzbo and then Shavuot kemachnes Dabur hamuta begeder ha'osur the Yomar Dvar Ploni Shiyimutu Yehi Osu Alai Ki Karbon Shi Osu Hashem Yisbarach. That is what he's saying. It's like he spoke out the whole formula. I'm referring to a specific thing in the Torah which a person can create. He can make it into an Ola or a Shlomo or a Kolda. He can bring it. Or if you're talking about Koinomus, you take something mutter and you make it osur. I will explain to you, mutter, you also like carbon. From the Zuchon of Mufracha, Dabka Shunoi, Dibit of Ranidor, Yechol HaNeder, Loi Binyan Acher. In other words, you can't say this will be osur, I mean like Chazer. You can't be Matzvist, but over HaOsur. Because you can't like recreate a subdivision of the Yisra Chazer. But you could recreate like a subdivision of the Yisra of a carbon. So that's a Dover HaNidor that you could talk and make a nether about. So now that you're making a different nether, you could sort of tap into the power of that nether and make a new one. Rami Zuchonim Levracha, Dalka Shunoyde B'Dover HaNidor, Yechal HaNedor V'loi Binyan Acher, Shain Sheyoymar, Arei Dover Zep, I do a point you also like a carbon, but I yochel a nether. But I'm yoyim b'b'sar chazir, ain't a nether. Shatay ra'omra, ki either nether, ma'is it's a posuk, ki either nether b'dvar anidor, b'dvar anidor. Chaim goy shiyasa d'avra chaveru alatsoi b'nyin zehu. So I have to make a proper nether. Shukilu omer d'avra pliny a yosur olavar al chaveru to my azvarim shal ha carbon, Shasalono Hashem Yisbara. Vizeho Inyon, remember he segued into nether now. He said the power you're tapping into by nether is primarily where Hashem is doing everything, causing everything to happen. He says, we can do that. But we can also actually make it also. It's not just a formula that we say and it comes off our teeth. We actually make it also. We, with our dibur, we make it also. The taka becomes also. Not just Yehovah Allah, but Yaakov Borah, either. But you created a chetzah d'isura. It's a tremendous chiddush. You would say only Hashem could commit and make something into a dover osur. But here he did too. So he gave him the power to do this. What? That's a good question. I don't know. What? You could. You can make your object usher to someone else. You can make someone else's object usher on you. You can make your object usher on you. What you can't do is make someone else's object usher on someone else. We shall tell you about the Torah of Gachem Yisiv, Yisrael, Yisrael, Masa, Yachad Zvaro, Yisrael, 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 Yisrael,
They always say, "Arei Olai O Pi L'Dibur." To tie himself into the Isser of that item. The feels like he could ask for his chazon on other people, so he's probably talking about he could ask for anything on himself. The zehu, this chilek, this fundamental difference between the darim and shvuas. The darim is like carbon, it's tapping into your power to make something actually hasur. The zehu adin v'tam v'asur sheshvuah chala al davar sheyeh v'imamish al eimo mamish. Because it's in you. Now go for adam tippal hashvuah. Even if he's talking loud, trying to talk things that are impossible to do, I'll fly to the moon now. Now, Gufa Adam Tipal Ashua. When is your Gufa in the sky? Last is also the door. Where are Guf? Yes, for Mamish. Abu Nezer in the Chala, the Dover Shesh by Mamish. We should come out with the Dover together with the Shurgorim. And he has to affect the thing. When is Var Ploini? He will all together carbon, she will also all of. Main mamish of Eshu Masech, and then the Eshu Masech. Chem and Atam of Ein, Shua Chola, once you make one Shua, you can't make a second Shua, it's not Chal. Nezer Chola, not Nezer. Why? Okay, before I give you another thought about how to make Mechiz Sakiyo, Moshe Amarnu, Afilu Yichbol Adibu Elefamim, Shu Nechas Hashom, Kenizus Gufa B'Malkam Echad, B'Malkam Achaz, Shu Nechas. What? Kenizus Gufa B'Malkam Echad, there's one. He only walks in once, so to speak. Things are achar mikan elat quite well drawing with matola. Neder she kabel alas when he was rolled over amos the kilu nechar. Kol eishu shonu the kabel also most of the last one is from the back of the kabel also. So the kilu mechayv kabachas the achas. Chazchinah is saying his own chilek. His own chilek. He doesn't say it anymore anyway. Mara says, "In Shua, Matok Shua v'Yesh Neder, Matok Neder is talking about Zeru. Kabul Zeru, like within the 30 days for another 30 days." But he says here, "Darim and certainly Shua, so they work differently. So by Shua, you're accepting upon yourself." Michlas, accepting upon yourself the punishment. Chitzas Hakiyu. So, what would be the point of saying the Shua twice? Saying it by Neder. What did you do by Shua? You tied its reality to the reality of Hashem.
Your reality.
Yeah.
Your reality.
You said that in my reality, this stone is a stone. Right? I'm invoking Hashem's name. But that's my show. So there, again, Shua. But the nether thinks it's meaningful, he says, when you say it again, of course you might be matter your nether, the one that is already pre-existing. That's what he says, right? He says he can keep making.
He's always something to say, since it's on him, or he can only be one place at a time, so.
The nether is talking about different aspects of the keeper. He's saying you're not just refining these words mindlessly, you're talking about different tosu machilo. Zeu in Yanatsmo, this is why Sheshua and Cholal Bar Mitzvah. The nether Cholal Bar Mitzvah, so that explains that also. That you have to do it. So he wants to transform the item into something else. But also a dover mamish on his kaim who may oyvim.
Started yet. So where are you going? You need to answer here.
judge badness. You can make a kittel gemach. They always leave the kittel behind. And a lot of other things. You have to put up a sign. Anything illegal, you throw out. I have to go look. Sometimes they make a mess of the oven. They don't put it back together. And now I just play out. Blaming them for my and then keeps it as mom, they said. Plus, I wasn't informed until this morning. Okay, but I would have said yes. Sorry. Next week's a tough week. I know, but I have a bar, a mitzvah. In case you're planning a vacation, don't go a Tuesday night for this, so I have to go to the sun. I have to go to the Tuesday night, so it won't be a job. No, but when I'm not here for Shabbos, I can go to the weekend. When I'm not by the Shabbos for them, so I sit by them. I mean, I don't sit for 3 hours, don't get me wrong. And lately, the last few years, even when I'm here at the Shabbat, I pop into the field. And I dance, and I make sure my teacher's safe. So that I can claim I was there. Get tired, I have food. Yes, they don't do anything. Yes.
My cousin was here, and they unexpectedly gave birth after 28 years. It was a long time. They were supposed to be here for 10 days, and they stayed here. It was 4 months.
So they don't let them get out until it's 9 months.
Right. Or close.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the fishermen had a space.
But a lot goes on.
Every day, meaning she gave birth. Like, they get not even 24 weeks, and then it's unbelievable. My mother gave birth very, very quickly last night. So if I could have one more day, I will see. They don't touch it, they don't do anything else. They just feed it, they give it oxygen for a few days. Then they'll start with tests and folding. In a few days. Yeah. Say, if you buy a big official kit for Shabbos, it weighs more than the kit. Doing great. That was really doing very well. Who was this? What happened? This is someone.